There's one. Set for stun.
Three guys sitting in a dark room that smells like bad cucumbers.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Inconceivable!
Now featuring 11. 11 listeners.
This is me.
You
funny
scumbag, get on your face and give me 25.
This is the Unique Geek.
And welcome to another edition of 50 Days of Dragon Con, the podcast that plays by the rules. And, not really, joining me as always, the lead rule breaker, Lee.
No. I keep the rules. I like rules. Rules is good. Rules is awesome.
Sure.
No, they are good.
They
like
are.
Rules.
That's what makes up our society and keeps us all, you know, aligned and not doing wild things like outside. Okay, never mind.
So much going on in the news.
Yes.
Okay. So
speaking of the news,
as many people have heard, the Sheraton Atlanta has had to close down for a bit due to a Legionnaires outbreak. However, there is an official statement from Dragon Con, and John is going to read that in a second, but the best place to watch anything is on the Dragon Con Facebook groups or the Twitter. That's where they're going to put everything. But the one thing that John and I can promise, Dragon Con is not being canceled. No matter what.
Yeah, I doubt Dragon Con will. I mean, I would give it a 0.001% chance that they would cancel Dragon Con because of this, but I highly doubt it.
I wouldn't even give it that much. But why don't you read the official statement?
Yeah, according to Fox 5 News Atlanta, the Dragon Con organizers released the following statement on Monday evening. By the way, as we record this, it is July 16th. This news may be different by the time you hear it, depending upon when you listen to this particular podcast. But Dragon Con organizers, the following statement on Monday evening: the safety of our fans is the first priority for Dragon Con. We are currently working with the Sheraton management to understand the situation, the solutions, and the timeframes involved. So that's it. And fairness to Dragon Con, that's all they can do. Poo-poo happens, and sometimes it happens on your watch, unfortunately. So right now, according to the news, depending upon who you read, it's anywhere between 3 and 5 confirmed cases of Legionnaire's disease. What the source is of that, of the bacteria, which essentially is what it is, will determine essentially how long it will take to resolve. So if it's in the water supply, probably taking longer to resolve than if it happens to just be the pool or a hot tub or something like that. Cause then, you know, you just drain the hot tub and move on with your life. I imagine, I don't know. I don't work for the CDC, so I don't know. So basically that's it. There's nothing, we're only reporting this for the sense of reporting it.
Yes.
And to tell everyone that obviously Dragon Con is on top of it. They know what's going on. Sheraton knows that it's a big deal. They make a ton of money off of Dragon Con. So they want it to happen as much as anybody, the general manager for Sheraton Atlanta said essentially the same thing that Dragon Con said, which is the health and safety of our guests is our greatest priority. We are working closely with public officials and outside experts to conduct testing to determine if Legionella is present at the hotel. As a result, out of an abundance of caution, we have made a decision to close the hotel while we await the results.
And that is a good abundance of caution. So we're very happy that they're taking abundance of caution, but yeah.
And it sucks for us if worst case scenario, they lose a hotel. I'm sure Dragon Con's working on all the contingency plans right now.
There are people above us.
Yes.
Doing it, John.
Well, above
follow Dragon
Con. Yeah, we follow Dragon Con, and those will be your official sources. So
yes.
You know, don't bother emailing us because it's not going to help.
And don't bother emailing DragonCon because that's not going to help either.
We know, I'm sure they'll let you know as soon as they know something. I'm sure Sheridan will let them know. Let all the news organizations know as soon as they know something. And as soon as we hear something, we'll say something as well. But the reality is that's it. Another thing, moving on to some other news. Did want to point out, we had a couple of people ask about, you know, if we missed day four, if we mislabeled day four as day five. And we, normally we cover this in our first podcast of the year. But what typically winds up happening is, we will wind up missing, even though it's 50 days of Dragon Con, it usually will wind up being about 40, 42, 43, somewhere in there. Because people are busy. We don't have, if we can't get a guest, other than doing these, one-off podcasts, we just have to bite the bullet. Right now, the directors are super busy. Some of them want to, wait until they have a guest that they're just waiting on that they would love to announce on the podcast. So they're kind of asking if we can wait a few days, to see if the guest comes through, those kind of things. So, you know, we do our best to try and get one every night. And by the way, thrilled to death that that's a concern for you. Not a concern, but that you're concerned that we missed a day or something, that you're so invested that's a concern. We love you guys. We appreciate you listening. We do this out of love for Dragon Con and out of love for you guys. So appreciate it. But do know that we're going to miss a few along the way, and we'll try to cover it as much as possible. Sometimes there are going to be a couple of days, probably towards the end, where we're going to release two in a day.
Two a day.
Yeah.
And there will be days that just, it gets crazy. Mm-hmm. And then John might even have a day with three. You never know.
I don't know that that's ever happened, but sure.
I don't think so either. But I was just trying to think, maybe like right before you leave your neck of the woods and come up here, you're just like, okay, guys, we're done. Here's all the rest I had.
Right. So,
but no, you've never done that before. So, yeah.
Well, I mean, I've done two. I think the most I've ever done was on the 49th and 50th day, released two on each of those days.
I think you did, yes, because you had them ready to, go right out.
The only thing I always feel bad about is that 50th day, I feel like whoever's listening to it, it's like the day right, maybe what, that Wednesday in theory, or maybe it's that Thursday, I forget which day it goes on.
I can't remember,
That people miss that one just because, you know, it's so close to the end of it. They're already at Dragon Con, they're traveling or whatever. So that's always a bummer for me. I always feel bad for whoever that last person happens to be, but that's just the luck of the draw. And yeah, that's just what happens. A couple of years ago, we actually did it where we put the old timers, people who've been going for a long time, up so that it was sort of not track specific. But we can't always do that. So anyway,
that's what we do. So we have also not mentioned that something else, John, this year that we usually mention much in the first podcast too.
What is that, Lee?
And that's the Dragon Con charity for people. For people who may not know, Dragon Con for the past good number of years has selected one charity a year where all the charity funds go. And then there is a match so that if it's a dollar for dollar match, for a few years it was $50,000. Now it's up to $100,000. So if we, the attendees of Dragon Con, raise the members and everybody else, if there's $100,000, Dragon Con matches that to another $100,000. And that money goes to a charity. And this year, the charity is the Atlanta affiliate of the American Heart Association. And that's the official charity. That is due to Tom Trainer, who was a longtime Dragon Con director who passed away in 2018 of heart disease. So kind of close to our hearts. A lot of the charities Dragon Con does are close to our hearts. They're also always local, even though the American Heart Association is in Atlanta. As I said, it's the Atlanta affiliate of it. So that's always very, very important. And there are lots of ways to give. There will be things in each track room. For people who know X-Track, every year we have wonderful buttons and stickers made from our dear friends, Steve and Raina, who bring them and give them to X-Track to raise money for charity. If you're in young adult and you go to give money for the Harry Potter, like, what's the best house thing?
Mm-hmm.
That money goes to charity. We also have official Dragon Con things. There is a silent auction. There is an art auction. There is a fandom-ish auction. It's not the silent auction, but actually you go at a certain time. And there may be somebody has given five... somebody's given all five sets of Farscape, and people can bid on those in an actual auction-like situation. This is different than art. Sometimes it might be books, maybe first editions that are signed by an author, or things of that nature. One year, I was very lucky and got to go see Hamilton in Chicago and gave one of the Hamilton posters where they had everybody in the Chicago cast sign it to Dragon Con to raise money that year. So, and that was a great thing too, because, you know, Hamilton, everybody loves Hamilton. So there are a lot of ways to give. It's really important to give. We always like to say, let's stick it to the man, even though the man isn't really only a man. It's all of the Dragon Con board, and also that we really like those people. So sounds bad when I say stick it to the man, but let's stick it to the man and give $200,000 to the Atlanta affiliate of American Heart. That would make a great deal of difference to them, and it would be very good for everybody else. And it makes you feel good.
Yeah. And you know, again, you may have mentioned this and I may have missed it, but you like to say, you know, sending your, getting rid of that change so you don't have to carry it through the airport. Just throwing that stuff in a bucket. Even on the last day that you're going to be at Dragon Con, if you're flying out, get rid of all your change that you've, you know, you've gotten from vendors or from the food courts or whatever that you got rolling around in your pocket. Just throw that into those buckets.
And that actually came from an idea X-Track had, and we did it for 2 years in a row on Monday. We basically just said, during some big panels that we had in the main programming area and in our track room, we just said, look, you don't want to take all this change out. You got change. Take it out of your pockets and just give it here, because we'll take bills. We like bills. The bigger the bills, the better. But we also take change, because change can be rolled up and then made into bills.
Mm-hmm.
So that is really good. So we started it, and I used to love it because it would make this. We had a metal bucket, and it would make a great noise when you would throw it in there. And so now Dragon Con went out and got some, well, they're not buckets, but they're metal cans.
They're paint
cans. Throw your change in there. They're a paint can, they make noise, and they're awesome. So do that. And it's really important. So go, go, go. Give us the money. Give us your money.
And I just want to reiterate something Lee said too. We love our Canadian friends.
We love our Canadian friends a lot. We love our Canadian friends. They know how much we love them.
I don't think they do. I don't think they can possibly comprehend how much we love them.
But anyway, I don't know that they. Yeah, they probably can't.
Although
we like,
and even if they did, because they're Canadian, they're too nice to say that they.
They're true. They're actually saying they're sorry right now that we love them as much as we do.
So
that will get them to call us right now, yelling at us. Yeah. I can't wait. That's going to be fun. There's also one other thing that Dragon Con does in a charity mood. That sounds really weird. In a charity, whatever. Basically, we have a blood drive. I don't know what that would be. A volunteering, giving vibe, whatever. So there is we do the Robert A. Heinlein Pay It Forward blood drive that will go on every day of Dragon Con, Thursday through Monday. Give your blood to Life South, and they do this. We are a major donation venue. Every year, Dragon Con beats that West Coast Con that likes to say they're the bestest and the most wonderful. Every year, we beat them in blood donations, which is awesome. And the other thing is, not only do you get Nutter Butters and other cookies when you give blood, also you get a t-shirt that says Dragon Con and Blood Drive and all of it. And you get a, there's a different version every year. And I don't know what the version this year will look like, but you get to do it. So it's cool.
And the day that you give blood, you can save some money on alcohol. I mean, yes. No, don't do that.
Don't do that.
Don't do that.
You could, but you shouldn't.
You should not. Drink lots of water.
You should not.
Drink lots of water. Gatorade or something with electrolytes.
Don't drink caffeine beverages beforehand because it does something to your iron count. Yeah, makes them lower.
Lowers your iron
count. So, yeah, don't do it. And also,
show up after you've had a nice big meal. If you happen to be a meat eater, you know, some nice red meat. If you happen to be a vegetarian, some nice spinach, greens, things like that.
Lots of spinach. Lots of spinach and kale. And I think, is it some of the squashes? Acorn squash has a lot of iron or something?
And the beans.
Eat some beans. Whatever. Just eat.
I understand, to tie into the other charity, that beans are good for your heart.
Beans are good for your heart.
The more you eat, the better your heart will be.
I knew exactly where you were going with this, and I wasn't going to let you do it. So don't do that. I know you. Don't do it. But the great thing is that this is a great blood drive. I know you're just, I thought you were going to make a little rhyme. I'm glad you didn't. But yes, there is a blood drive and it's awesome and keep doing it. And also I have to say, please give if you can, because there are those of us who have been saved because of blood donations. That would be me. I had to have, after some surgery, 2 liters of blood. And that was a really scary thing. And knowing that they had blood was important. And the other thing is that there are people who can't give. There are many, many reasons people can't give. And so those who can, please do if you can, or if you got some time. I promise you, they will take your blood just as well on Thursday when you first get to con as they will on Monday after you wake up at 10 a.m. because you had a really good night and then you've had a good breakfast and lots of water and you're now ready to give. So that is one thing that doesn't go on 24/7 at Dragon Con, the blood drive. But they usually do it every night until 7 p.m. at least. And on Monday, I think they stop usually around 2 or 3 o'clock. But those the hours will be posted closer to con. So, yay. So,
all right. So that's going to kind of do it for this part of the podcast.
Yes.
What you will hear next is a replay from 2016. It was actually, I think it was originally recorded in 2014.
Oh, my God. That long?
Yeah, it's been a while. Yeah. It features Lee and JJ, Peace Brother. He's out in out in Portland. Unfortunately, can't make it out to Dragon Con this year, but we hope to have him back again soon.
We miss you.
It is the what do we call it? The 1-2-4 or the 4-2-1 rule?
4-2-1 rule.
Okay. Well, anyway, everyone knows some variation of this, but this, for those of you that haven't been to con or to a con before, these are the general rules for just being a con goer. We will have a podcast later that kind of goes over, we'll kind of read through some of the Dragon Con rules themselves that are specific to Dragon Con. But these are the, how would you say this, Lee? The personal hygiene, personal health?
These are the personal hygiene, personal health. The way to make sure that you can start really strong on Thursday and still finish up without feeling like death warmed over on Monday.
Exactly. so that's what we have for you coming up right after this break, which is really not a break. It's just me and Lee saying goodbye.
Bye. Peace.
Wait, now I'm all confused. You took my thing and now I'm all, so
I win.
Until next time for Lee and JJ, I guess. This is John saying peace and keep listening.
Bye. Keep listening. One shower per day.
This actually means one full hygiene routine per day. Yes, shower or bath, whichever you prefer. With soap and running water, lather the soap all over your body. Rinse.
This is an important step. Otherwise, you're sticky. Not in a good way.
Brush your teeth. Comb your hair. Put on clean underwear, socks, and outer clothes.
Yes, you must wear outer clothes at DragonCon. Yes, even DragonCon after dark. The definition of outer clothes changes after 10 p.m., but the Atlanta Police Department rules on covering up naughty bits are still in effect. Plus, you'll likely have just enough money for either booze or bail. Make the right choice.
Take your meds.
This means your meds. Not your friend's meds. Not some of your meds. Not the meds of the guy you met at the rave last night. Repeat, your meds. No sharing, no skipping.
Now, I shouldn't have to have this argument with adults, but let's go on and get the butt comments out of the way.
What if I get in the pool?
You are not a 7-year-old, so this is not even a reasonable argument. And it's never a valid argument. Pool does not equal shower or bath. It didn't work for my 7-year-old, and I promise it won't work for you.
But I'm not the one who's smelly or dirty. It's those other people.
Yeah, no. It's you. Or it could be you. Honestly, who cares? You are in Atlanta at the high end of summer. It's hot. It's humid. You're around 60,000 of your closest friends. You're going to get sweaty, which equals funky. Shower. Be the person who smells like sunshine and unicorns and rainbows, which incidentally is the new name of a shower gel at Bathorama.
yeah, sorry, but you did say something about getting laid.
Why, yes. Yes, I did. The chances of you finding a special friend dramatically increase when you look and smell good. Trust me, unless your person has a fetish.
That's a different con in Atlanta. Happens around Easter. Use your Google Foo.
Being clean and hygienic and having on clean underwear increases the potential to get laid at least 50%, even if you look like Chris Evans or Scarlett Johansson.
Neither of which are Lee's favorite or sexiest Avengers. Know who it is? Tell her and you get a sticker.
Now, just as a side note, though, no means no, and I'm trusting everyone not to be that guy or that gal in hopes of getting laid. Also, as a part of standard hygiene, you must wash your hands often and well. Of course, after each bathroom trip, but also just for the heck of it. Clean hands equal less germs, and less germs equal less illness. It is amazing, but true. So you get rule run, correct? Hygiene. It's not just for genies anymore.
Okay, Lee. What's rule number two?
Two real meals per day. This means a meal that has fruits and vegetables.
She's not Ronald Reagan, so she doesn't count the ketchup on your burger as a veggie. Don't get the reference? Dear deity of the day, Lee is old. Amen. Use that Google Foo again.
I'd like it to be a meal you need to sit down to eat, but I'm realistic. If it's a chicken wrap with extra cucumbers and salad in it that you're eating as you run to the next panel, I'll allow it. Your body runs on food. Real food. Not sugar and caffeine.
Not paid for by the Sugar is Bestest or Caffeine is Life groups.
So you need to eat at con. Two meals is really good. One when you wake up.
Many of you party all night and sleep all morning, and that means your wake-up time might be like 2 p.m. She gets that.
And one about 12 hours after. For me, that means a good breakfast and then a good dinner. We're all on a budget at DragonCon. Yes, you could do a breakfast buffet at one of the hotels, or you could go to the food court. Both are fine. The food court has things like breakfast burritos or chicken biscuits or many, many other options that are decent for you. And you can get a fruit cup, too. There's even a place that does a breakfast buffet at the food court. You pay by the ounce, so be careful. But you have options to eat a decent first meal and last meal. But you don't even have to actually buy food in a restaurant. You can bring stuff and hold it in your cooler. Or buy at a grocery store when you get here. There's even shelf-stable milk now. You can get some cereal, a few bananas.
Please hear this in a minion voice.
And some shelf-stable milk, and that's a good breakfast. All right, well, along with a carafe full of the free hotel coffee, but I digress. Cost maybe $5 for the full 4 days, and you've got breakfast covered. This does not mean you shouldn't do some snacking, and you shouldn't go by the wonderful con suite. Second floor, Hyatt, straight above the small convenience store in the corner.
Still won't help John find it. Seriously, his sense of direction is sad.
Probably not worse than mine, though.
Snacks are good. Snacks are fun. And the cheesy poofs I often get around 3 p.m. in the con suite are really yummy. But those are snacks, not a real meal. So don't think you can live off the 4 granola bars you threw in your carry-on in the con suite for all your Dragon Con needs. And now your inevitable comments.
But I don't have any money for food and booze and autographs and all the t-shirts I want.
I get you. Budgeting sucks. But so does passing out during a panel, or fainting during a long gaming session, or throwing up expensive booze, or throwing up on lots of t-shirts that the merchant makes you buy after you drink but don't eat. You gotta eat real food. Figure out that budget. And maybe, just maybe, you don't need a copy of that Kirk Spock 2016 shirt.
Again, the getting laid part?
Here's the deal. If you eat and share a meal with someone, I'm talking going Dutch, you can talk and maybe meet someone who might be interested in getting to know you in many different ways. Plus, when you eat, you have better brain capacity. So you'll notice when someone is being receptive to your oh-so-flirty banter. And you'll have energy for whatever you two mutually and with full adult consent get up to. As a side note, though, no means no, and I'm trusting everyone not to be that guy or that gal in hopes of getting laid.
Listen up, you. I'm perfectly fine living off granola bars and cheesy poofs.
No, you really aren't perfectly fine doing that. Yeah, can you maybe not die during the 4 days of con? Maybe. But when you get home, you'll feel absolutely terrible. One, because you didn't eat decently. And two, because your weakened body was open and ready and receptive to every con bug there was. And you will get something. You'll get con crud and you'll try to pass it off on everyone else when it was really your own fault.
You know, eating a real meal takes time, and I have to go see the panel on steampunk, then the guest panel on the greatest show ever, plus I need to see the art show and play a few hands of Munchkin in the gaming room, and then I need to go to a different panel on children's TV. I can't do it all, so eating real food has to go. I'll grab a burger on my way.
Yes, it takes time. But so do all those panels and everything you want to do. And I said, as a realist, I know you might be eating on the go. So maybe, just maybe, instead of grabbing that burger, get something different. Maybe a salad with chicken that you can carry and eat at the back of the panel room during steampunk.
Please, pick up your trash and throw it away. I don't know of a track director who gets upset at people eating in the track room. It's more that they get upset and make it a rule that you can't if you leave your trash. So, be a decent person and pick up your trash.
Chicken salad equals real meal, as long as there's more than just lettuce. Get a good one, you know, cucumbers and tomatoes and some other veggies. Or even do that burger and fries, but also grab a banana and or an apple and or some carrot sticks. There are ways to do this. Want to play Munchkin? Awesome! Schedule when you are eating dinner.
I've played Munchkin. You aren't under a time limit here. Or any sense of real rules. You can play and eat.
maybe see if that guest panel you want to see is on DCTV so you can watch and take something up to your room to eat. Basically, you need to fit eating two meals into your schedule. You can do it. Be creative. I know you all are creative. Eating two meals a day makes for a better body for you throughout the con. And of course, I didn't put it in here because I know you'll do it. This also means drinking your water. At least 6 glasses a day. And the final rule, that is the hardest, believe it or not. 4 hours of sleep per night. Yeah, I skipped 3. Come on, it's 4 hours. Yes, you read that right. It's not 4 hours of sleep over the con. It's 4 hours of sleep per night.
Again, your version of day or night might be different. You might mean night to mean from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. I'm fine with that as long as you are sleeping.
This is the one that will be the hardest to follow. I know it. As I've said before, there's so much to do. Dragon Con, wonderfully, is 24-4.
Dragon Con is only 4 days. Therefore, it's 24-4. If Lee said 24-7, some of you would be asking, is Dragon Con gonna expand to 7 days? Sweet! No! It's 4 days.
So there is always something to do. Panel at 10 a.m.? Check. Marathon TV show viewing at 4 p.m.? Check. Gaming session to learn game you keep meaning to learn at 9 p.m.? Check. Dance party at midnight? Check. Drum circle at 2 a.m.? Check. Another dance party at 4 a.m.? Check! But your body cannot go 24-4. It can't. I know you will try, but really, you need rest. Good old shut-eye. So 4 hours of sleep within every 24-hour cycle. Do it. You need it. It makes con more fun. I know this is the hardest role. I do, but it's the one that really does help you. You'll be more energized and remember the rules of that new game you learned. You'll be at your raviest best during that dance party. You'll remember the question you wanted to ask during the panel, and you'll actually ask it coherently. Yes, yes, let's start with the whining, shall we?
Who needs sleep? I got caffeine, the wonder drug.
Yes, caffeine is pretty darn nifty. I like it too. But it doesn't take the place of sleep.
That yelling you heard? Our friend Widget Walls from NeedCoffee.com was calling Lee a liar and many other names while cradling his coffee and crooning to it. He was telling it things like, Kona, baby, she just doesn't understand the special bond between you, me, and the Keurig.
Did you know that caffeine increases your heart rate? No, not in a good way. It makes your heart work harder, which can lead to a serious medical issue. And caffeine decreases your hydration. It actually dehydrates you. So caffeine, while awesome, does not negate or eliminate the need for sleep.
did you say something about getting laid?
I did. Remember that park where I talked about hygiene and eating?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, this goes along with both of those. When you sleep, you have energy. When you have energy, you feel all ready to go. So that pushes you to shower and eat right. And then, if you meet a special friend who thinks you smell pretty spiffy and get up to shenanigans...
Shenanigans can be a euphemism for many things, including gaming, raving, drum circling, or many other things.
You not only have the energy for it because you ate, you also slept! Which means you won't fall asleep during those shenanigans.
This is one of Lee's new favorite words. She loves it. Say it out loud. Shenanigans. It's kind of awesome. And if you say it to her at the con, she'll have some kind of special sticker for you.
And just remember, as a side note though, no means no, and I'm trusting everyone not to be that guy or that gal in hopes of getting laid. Yes, I said this 3 times. That means you have to follow it.
Lady, you have lost your damned mind. I'm going to go nonstop 24-4. Yeah, okay, I'll eat, fine. And I'll shower. I'll take time for those things. But you can't make me sleep. You can't!
No, I can't. I know this. But I do want you to know that the 4 hours of sleep each 24-hour cycle will make this a better con. You'll have even more fun if you miss out on just a few things. Really. I promise.
There you have it. The 1-2-4 rule. Love it, live it, and know it. Because knowing is half the battle. Oh, jeez. We're going to get sued. Doesn't anybody ever check copyright? Besides, whatever happened to 3? I like 3. It's a magic number. Good night.
And now we know.
And knowing is half the battle. G.I. Joe!
This has been a production of The Unique Geek. To leave a comment or suggestion, call us at 813-3210-TUG or email us at thegeeks@theuniquegeek.com. Follow The Geeks on Twitter, @TheUniqueGeek. Visit our listserv at listserv.theuniquegeek.com. This podcast is distributed under a Creative Commons share alike non-commercial license.